Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, Miss P. I hope everybody had a productive day. That's one of the things I posted on Facebook, that I wanted everyone to have a productive day. So if y'all could be so nice as to give me a call, let me know what you did in your productive day. That's 818-495-6975. I'll be waiting to hear from you. Don't go inboxing me stuff. Don't go sending me stuff on Twitter. Don't go waiting until you run into me in the street and telling me, Miss P, remember when you had asked that question? Miss P got so much on her mind, and it's all evolving around just trying to piece together this magazine and how to better the show. So sometimes I may not know what question I asked. You know what I'm saying? It's just like one of those things. Not because I'm trying to be a bitch, but just because I won't remember. So I've adapted to the fact of like kind of writing down some stuff, so that way when people do confront me about some stuff, that I'm not totally looking oblivious to it. Because once people think that you're oblivious to what you're stating, then they have no trust in what you're trying to put across to them, and that I do not want them to ever lose their trust in, you know, the movement. So anyway, quick story, was getting off the train yesterday, and this one happens to be the 4 train going uptown Bronx, right? And I get off the train, and it's a bunch of mass confusion. People are fighting everywhere. Men are fighting. Guys are giving up, saying, you got it, bro, you got it, bro, you got it, bro, you got it, my nigga, you got it, my nigga. I didn't even know that all of that went into the same sentence, but it was crazy. So they would give up with the ones that was giving up and then go find somebody else to fight with. And then the one particular one who didn't fight at all, they jumped on him the most. It was so crazy. Had to be there. I mean, it was like pepper spray. It was babies dodging. Old people like, oh, my lord. It was just like a scene out of a movie. It was really ridiculous. So I was happy when the cops were finally called, and they did come in and they made some arrests, and I stopped coughing my life away, and I was able to stop drooling on myself like I had a problem, and finally keep my tongue in my mouth and kept it moving. So that was just like yesterday for me. It's amazing. Like I was saying, how, you know, so this whole thing, people just act so uncivilized when they're with groups of people, but do they act the same way and have that much energy and power and conviction about themselves if they had to fight somebody on a one-on-one? But anyway, enough of that. On tonight's show, we have Mello Kane, and I'm definitely excited to have him on the show tonight. I mean, really, I'm surprised he even gave me another chance the last time he was scheduled to come on. The switchboards was all jacked up, and he doesn't reside, live, breathe, have mail, or anything in this state of New York. So for him to always accommodate Miss P for the show, that's something I will never, ever forget, Mello. And that's why you my baby, and that's why I have nothing but love for you. But without further ado, let me play one of your songs, and it's called Signs, one of my favorites.
Hey. Welcome to the Mello Kane Show. We're going to play which Zodiac is the best. Right here. Featuring my man, Nick. And it sounds so sweet like candy in my ear. So can we anniversary next year? But wait, hey, let me start with your name. I tend to get ahead of myself, cause I'm a Virgo. Insert more energy in the stroke than most of these brothers do in the session. Pick off your main chick. I got plenty interceptions. I don't run them all back, but it's a change of possession. Possess the skills and techniques to be effective. See, I'm breaking down squads. I just do it by the section. Like I'm doing to this track. I would feel like I'm molesting it, touching it, groping it, hoping it come with something. See, I ain't in the business of having women come for nothing. I do it to the limits. When limits gotta get pushed, when hair gotta get pulled, when limbs gotta get stripped.
I bet that neighbors know my name.
They saying, boy, you a mess.
Let me tell you what's been all in my mind. Since you walked by, it seemed like I was attacking your vibe. And that's the way
you have to go.
Are we compatible? I just have seen all of your time. But before you have to go, are we compatible? I just have to know your time.
So tell me what you like. I hear it all the time. It's Aquarius. You tell me you gon' leave me every time that we fight. But go ahead. Don't you know it's plenty fish in the aquarium? I'll catch a Capricorn or seduce a Sagittarius. Get lucky with a Leo, leave a Libra lusting after me, an addict for an Aries. I'm so frequent in a fantasy, you feeling irreplaceable. My appetite's insatiable, I'll cruise the zodiac and stop at every sign available. The Gemini's incredible and tasty like Khalees. When I hear the Shiva run, have me chasing like Belize. Got committed to a Cancer when my Taurus started tripping. Found the photos of me singing Scorpio inside the kitchen. I never put it on the Pisces, the Virgin with the Virgo. We share the same sign. I don't think that it would work, yo. Full signs of fold in the 80s had hella dope. Catch me every night in your telescope. Show me what your sign is.
Let me tell you what's been all in my mind. Since you walked by, it seemed me I was attacking your body. And that's no
way.
Before you have to go, are we compatible? I just have seen all of your
way. Did I mention I'm a Virgo? Just because I flirt with you don't mean you deserve no splinters in your hand from the headboard grabbing and had your face all crunchy like the Kellogg captain. I'm a tease, baby, please. You only think you can have me. You better check my astrological anatomy. Dissect the Virgo. We sensitive but stubborn, kind of poor at the relationship. We're rich with the love. We have great conversation. I can stimulate you mentally. Can't come into my country, but I'll let you in my embassy.
Sweet.
They say we nitpicky. Yeah, it's true, we kind of finicky, but the passion that we push and gravitation to us instantly. We loyal to a fault, we selfish with our heart. We may lend a couple beats temporarily. Dancing with a Virgo, you probably keep your heart and have disgrace to all up in my face. Had to put it in a face.
Let me tell you what's been all in my mind.
You know, I just want to let all the ladies know, it don't even matter what sign you are. If you mess with Kane, Kane mess with too. I want you to go home tonight and pull your telescope out, right? And aim it at the sky. And just tell me if you see me.
Yeah, so that was Mellow Kane with Signs. And where are you, Mr. Kane? I'm waiting for you because I listened to that song over and over and over again. And I cannot find Aries located in that damn song anywhere. So for all those that had tuned in and are listening to the show, if you heard him say anything about an Aries woman, please correct me. 818-495-6975, because I swear to you guys, I have not heard anything about Aries, and I feel the kind of way about that, but I'll take it all out on him when he's here. So, did anyone else have a crazy day that they would like to share on the show? 818-495-6975. We have a lot of great new comments. Topics coming up on the show. We have a lot of great giveaways. We have a lot of great guest hosts that's going to be coming on the show and helping me out, which I feel totally honored and I'm totally excited and I can't wait. So I'm just looking forward to all of the new changes and developments that have been happening. You know, God is good, you know, no matter what. Although sometimes it seems like you have no one in your corner, and even the ones that's in your corner for the minute, and then they just disappear and they just stay back from a distance. You kind of wonder about those folk. You kind of really do. But at the same time, if they just standing back in the corner and they just, you know, letting the light shine on them in that area and they not really trying to come and do anything crazy to you, then let them be where they are and let them live the way they live and the way they're living and feel comfortable. And we do the same, okay? But nevertheless, you keep your eyes on them. I think we have Mello calling in. Mello, is that you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yay!
You got it all working there, huh?
Okay, I was just telling them how everything was all jacked up previously. Oh, my goodness, my cheeks are hurting. They've been grinning so hard, it's like, yay!
Now you got me laughing, girl.
I'm saying the truth is the truth, and there's nothing wrong with laughing.
No doubt.
Okay.
What's good, Miss P? What's going on?
Nothing, just excited to have you on and just ready to just start, you know, chopping away at you, to have you tell us a little bit about you.
Okay, let's go then. How you want to do it?
How I want to do it is tell me where you started. Well, how you got started anyway, like at what age did you realize that this is your thing?
Okay, see, that's two different questions right there, because I started way, way young, but I never knew at that point that, you know, this is something I wanted to do, you know what I'm saying, as far as a business or a lifestyle, you know. I just was doing it because I saw, hip hop was fresh back then, you know. It was different. I came up in a different time. Where it was like, you know, the Public Enemies, the NWAs and whatnot, the Ice Cubes, everybody like that, you know, LL Cool J, you know, that's when it was real fresh. It was like new to everybody's ear. So that's when I started really tuning into it. But I was a little kid, you know. And at that time, you know, I just, you know, tried my hand at it. At just rhyming, you know, just even as a little 7-8-year-old kid. And I was good. So it was kind of like something just to do at the time. It wasn't until probably, I don't know, maybe 10 years or so, 10 or so years ago, where I decided, you know, I saw a lane, you know, I saw it as something that I could really do professionally. And, you know, that's when I started chipping away at it at that point. But I kind of lost touch with it, you know, between the childhood and my later teenage years, you know, as far as the passion and the love for me to do it. I still was a big fan of hip-hop and still am. But I had kind of, you know, somewhere between childhood and you know, my late teens, I just wasn't, it wasn't something I was, my heart was into for me to do. So, you know, that's how that kind of developed. So it wasn't into this last decade where I got real serious about it and, you know, decided to go ahead and go in on.
Right. That's so true. Because, you know, I think a lot of us have so many other options that they wanted to do as children. Like, I wanted to be 50 things, and I don't even know if that's even possible, but like every hour I wanted to be somebody different.
Right.
And my grandmother used to say, oh, that girl has a creative mind. She has a creative mind. Leave her alone, you know? And I'm just like, Dad, imagine me. I'm an astronaut today. And then 10 minutes later, I was Susie Homemaker. I just want to stay home and bake cookies. I mean, it was so... I don't know what you call that, but, I mean, if I could do the things that you guys do as far as, like, put words to paper, come up with a song, come up with a beat, and just roll with it, I think I would be nice. But I just don't have that part. I don't have that lockdown. I leave that to y'all.
There it is. I wish a lot of people would leave that to us, but you know, everybody trying to pick up a mic these days. You know what I mean?
We should start a coalition, like just put down the mic. You know, if whoever submits a certain amount of equipment, you know, gets $500 or something. Like
yeah,
if it was a gun, bring in your guns.
Tell them to turn in all y'all Pro Tools sets, all y'all microphones. You know what I mean? We don't need y'all. Y'all watering it down. Please, stop it. Knock it off.
Oh, shoot. That is hilarious.
Mm-hmm. They kill me. You know, just how they do the little turn in your guns and stuff, you know. Look, money turn in your guns. You turn all your Pro Tools and all your stuff in, man. We don't need that garbage out here. Turn that in. And we'll give you a little bit of money for it, just for you to quit.
Okay, for real. We set you up with a real job right here waiting for you right around the corner.
There it
okay.
is.
Okay. So I wanted to play your song, Creepin'. Is that okay?
That's good.
All right.
Yeah. Knocking doors down, coming through your window. You ain't half as raw as me. I ain't in the innuendo, so my kisses be direct. You will catch him when I pitch him, well, I'm glad I got you ill. Let me tell you about a victim. Now this one, I picked him, cause he just had a rep for bullying. Him and his little crew were hooligans. The act hardest, they was beefing with the give a fuck. Hardest kept acting, but the fucks wasn't giving up. This the beginning of a sworn rivalry, and I can make him burn if I turn it to the right degree. I took the game from him, and so rightfully. If they want it back, tell them they gon' have to rifle me. And on my block, moving soldiers spin the ride for me. Cause being on the block, you better know that we don't die for free. The piper getting paid, the shooter getting shot. And yeah, I'm down to take an L, but I give them out.
They ain't see me now, they ain't see me now, they ain't see me now, they ain't see me. They ain't see me creeping, they ain't see me creeping.
They don't see me when I came, won't forget me when I leave. I ain't in it for the fame, look, tell them what we bleed.
Couple little tracks for the project or whatnot. I had worked with him on my my EPU album. So I was like, you know, I'm trying to start building on the next joint. And he sent me that one. And I was like, okay, this kind of go right here. So I called my dude Bad Luck up and was like, man, let's just go in on something. So we kind of just put that together. One of my youngest, J.Dot Porter P., out in he's from New York, but he out there in Atlanta right now. He had actually had hummed that creeping hook to me one time, and I just remembered, like, oh man, this would go perfect right here. So, you know, we just put that together, and then, you know, we just went in on it, and that's how it came about.
I like it.
Thank you.
I like the diversity that you know, show, because you show, like, in that song Signs, your playful side and stuff like that, and then Creeping, You Ain't See Me Creeping, like, you're going to want it. Like,
Hey, you know what? The songs, if you really listen to my songs, like, even I said in one of my cuts, too, like, you know, you probably find out more about me listening to my music than if you even knew me. Like, in real life, you know what I'm saying? Because a person don't expose all of himself to everybody he knows. You know what I'm saying? Certain people know you as one thing. Certain people know you as something else. You know, like, if you're in the streets or if you're in the office, you know, you're not gonna bring your streets to the office. You know, or vice versa. So it's like my music, it'll tell you a whole bunch of stuff. You know what I mean? If you knew, you'd be like, man. And that creeping, man, that's just like that. That's just how you said it. You don't want it. Please.
Okay.
I'm not on that.
I'm
not on that, but you don't want that. You feel me?
I do feel you, and that's why I'm just letting you know that I surrender. Okay?
I'm taking you in.
Okay, my little white handkerchief is hanging. Get it.
Okay,
and definitely I wanted to touch on the basis, because I was saying, oh, when he comes on, I have to talk to him about this. So before I forget, in your song Signs, did you say anything about an Aries in there?
I think I did say something about an Aries.
Because, man, I listened to that track 80 billion quadrillion times and could not find Aries. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have him do this over. He's going to have to straight up chop it up and put it back together again.
I know it's something about Aries in there. I know it is.
Okay, well, when you boil that down into the water, you know, before you drink it as tea, because I want you to understand, when you start, you know, guzzling down those Taurus and Libras and stuff, no Aries is going down your throat with you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and I was just like, I don't want to talk to him. He doesn't even have my sign in there. What the hell? I want to be freaky.
When is your birthday, Miss P?
It's April 16th, Aries.
Okay, yeah, you up in there. You be real close to somebody I was talking about up in there, too. So I know your Aries is up in there.
Don't try to smooth me over with the Billy B.
Hey, I'm just telling it like a T is, you know. Oh, man. Oh my goodness.
So are there any new projects that you're working on right now?
Absolutely, and I'm glad you asked, because today I go pick up my EP. It's supposed to be finished, getting mixed and mastered and all that good stuff. So I'm supposed to get with my producer today and see what he then concocted for me. And it might be, well, I still might be one song left, because last night I went down there and I burned the studio down, the fire department, and everybody, half the city was out there on the streets trying to hose down the house.
You're lying. There's no way that I'm going to believe you right now.
I mean, I just went in there and I just spit my heart out and, you know, things start burning up. I was like, damn, the mic caught on fire first and then the engineer. Engineer in there looking at me, he's smoking his hat, burning off. I'm like, dang, bro. Like, man, you had to get some stuff off your chest today, huh? I said, I sure did.
Wow, that's awesome. But, that's awesome. People were just, like, miraculously combusting, like, boom.
Man, that's
that was,
what
happened
when
it sat real.
The person
was standing with two knees, now you're missing one knee, you know? It's just, I love
it. It happens like that. It happens like that. But
and
yeah.
I'm not mad at that at all. I'm
so
that's gonna, at that.
That's gonna be that song I did last night is actually called it's called Save You All, and it's pretty much gonna be the last joint on the EP. So yeah, when you finally hear the song, you'll reference this conversation and you'll get what I'm talking about too.
No, I already got it. The visual was already there. You don't even know. We all have a little psyche in us. You know, it don't take a lot to kind of know.
There it is.
How that's going
there
down.
It is.
Exactly.
So, yeah,
so
you're
out in Atlanta, right?
No, I'm in L.A.
You in L.A.? How, what the hell? I could have swore I read somewhere that you was in Atlanta. Well, you know what? That's even better for me because I've never been to L.A.
What? come on now. You're out there bugging.
Did you just say what?
I said what, baby? With these wheels, you got a name? What? yeah, nah. You gotta
that's
come out.
That's hilarious.
You gotta
no,
come
that
out
has
here.
Never ever happened. So I think that I need to take a trip that way.
Yeah,
because you know,
yeah.
People that I meet in the Georgia, Atlanta and stuff, it's pretty cool. But for work, my own like my regular job, I'm in Atlanta every quarter. So it's like.
So you
but
get to
now
do that.
What would make it fun is because now I have friends that I could go and hang out with after the seminars and stuff. You know what I mean? So
right, right.
Yeah, definitely.
Atlanta's
so
cool
I'm looking forward
place.
To the next quarter.
I said Atlanta's a cool little jump off though. I like it here.
Yeah, they have fried pickles.
Oh yeah, I ain't messing with that, but I got some other stuff I eat. But I don't know about no fried pickles. You can go ahead and keep that one. See, look at you, a mess. I gotta watch.
So
you.
What do you eat? What do you be eating out there in Cali?
Man, I'm trying to keep it healthy. I eat a plethora of things. I would like to consider myself an eater, you know. I'm not like my dude T-True and my producer, one of my producers, Rick Rude. Like, when we in the studio and it'd be a late night, them dudes always end up talking about food, who could cook the best, and where's the best place to eat in L.A. So now I got my game up. But I'm usually eating something healthy. You know what I'm saying, for the most part. I'm not a vegetarian or a vegan, but, you know, I do look at the ingredients on my food and, you know, things that I don't need to be putting in my body. I don't. No pork on the fork, you know what I'm saying? And then just, you know, whatever is good for this machine that I got to keep rolling, you know what I mean? I got to feed the system something good and nutritious, you dig?
I dig it.
But it's a lot of places out here that to really enjoy, I say, you know. But you would have to come out to visit for me to give you that list.
Man, I'm coming out there. You know, I know it's like kind of warm out there right now, but I need it to be like scorching.
Look, check it out. It's raining right now. It's raining right now. So it ain't hot. It ain't that hot. You know what I mean?
In other words, it ain't that hot out here.
Look, people think California be like hot all year round. It ain't like that. I mean, we have I guess in reality, we don't have a winter or a fall per se because it'll just rain every now and then. But, you know, it's usually cool, 70, 75 on a winter day, you know.
Right.
I guess we kind of spoiled out here somewhat. We don't really get those hard seasons, but you know, it is what it is. That's why we are California, and everybody
that's
is everybody
true.
Else. You know
exactly. Where can people find your music?
You can get me on iTunes. You can get me on Amazon.com. You can get me on Rhapsody. Anywhere they sell music, I'm pretty much there.
What about Reverb Nation?
Nah, I don't have the Reverb page. I never did that. I was working on my website at the time where all that stuff was coming out. So I was figuring, you know, I could do everything from my website. Just go to mellowkane.com and you can get everything you could have anywhere else. You got everything on there. Shirts. Mm. You know what I mean? Music.
Yeah, I'm going to see how I can. I'm going to add your website to my website, and I'm going to see how I can get music into this little player, because how I have it set up for the launch, the relaunch of the website, is that I want people that I like their music and that little thing, so people don't have to go through, like, this whole big list. It's going to be called Miss P's Playlist.
Okay.
So people have the options to go and listen to other songs, but the ones that I like that you make, or this one make and this one make, I'm going to have it all compiled in one section.
Okay.
So that's my little project I've been working on.
Yeah, that'll be real efficient.
Yeah, I know. This is why it came to my head.
Look at you. I see. I got to watch you. I got to watch you. I see. I already see where you're going.
I am not that bad. I'm more of a big little sister, depending on age difference.
Yeah, okay.
That's it.
Okay, big little sister.
Okay, everybody in New York, that's what I am to them. They big little sister. That's it. And I think they do that way out of a form of respect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, P is my big little sister. Like, yeah, okay. I take that. You know, because I'm trying to show them things out here about the business and stuff like that and put them where I see that they can go. You know, I just started this whole show thing was because to give people another inklet to use to, you know, build back up their confidence and then do the things that they need to do out there in the real world.
Right. There it is.
You know what I mean? But now I see that they take this, they come on the show, it's like, oh, whatever, yeah, I did the Intune show, and then they still back to square one. So now I'm making a magazine. Now the magazine will have your whole layout, interview, blah, 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 and it'll be digital and print.
Yeah,
it has to
be
stuff that's popping in it for people that's outside of our realm, meaning outside of African American, outside of Latinos, and really bringing in the Caucasians that, you know, that there are tons of them that are into hip hop. They are, but you got to get in something that's catchy.
But see, now you're going to get me started on that. There you go. Get me started on that. I mean, look, check this out. That's cool and everything. Some of them are in it, you know what I'm saying, in the cultural realm of it. But then, you know, a lot of them be on that fly by night, you know what I'm saying, whatever is getting played the most, whatever they keep hearing, then they like that artist. That ain't how I fell in love with hip-hop. It wasn't forced on me like it is now. Like, if you listen to the radio, they'll force you to like an artist because they play it so much, you just start singing it. But that's not how it originally was, you know what I'm saying? And so you got people that are really fans that's going to be a fan of the person's music, so they don't have to keep making a certain type of song for you to still like them. And then you got people who, as soon as that artist just try something different, they go. They're not fans no more. They're on the next, you know, who the next hot dude, you know what I'm saying? Them type of fans I don't need. Like, I'd rather just keep my legion of disciples and we just ride like that, you know what I'm saying? A select group and keep it real exclusive, because them people will support you no matter what. I mean, I had people that flew from Cali, like, just to come to shows that I was doing everywhere else. Like, when I had a show in Cleveland, and I had some people that, you know what I'm saying, just flew out just to, you know what I'm saying, just to come to the show. So I'm like, them is fans. You know what I'm saying? Them is, like, that's the type of fan base that I've been creating, you know what I mean? Like, just on some real, like, okay, we just love what you're about, period. You know what I'm saying? So it's more like a, I call it the Block Army, you know what I mean? Because we on it like that. Because it's bigger than the music as well, you know what I mean? And if you read up on me, you already know that, Miss P.
Yeah, I know. Trust me, I like to read. Trust me, I like to go and see what you was. People would be surprised when I interview you, them, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, so you went to jail, huh? They'd be like, what?
Look at you. That's wrong. Why are you going to put somebody on blast?
Because you know what? That's what I'm about. This is what it's all about. If you're doing such wonderful things now in your life and you've been to jail, you've done those things, now you're no longer doing them, that's something that I feel like you should be stressed, like putting it out there.
No
because
doubt.
You don't know what guy, what girl, whoever need that type of empowerment just by you saying that this was my experiences and it no longer holds me down because these are the things that I'm doing in my life now.
I agree.
You know, your
that.
Past is your past, but it plays a whole lot for people that's trying to get where you are.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So it kills me inside. It kills me literally because it's like I found my passion. I found who I'm supposed to be. This is who I am and this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't care if I have to walk up to a person and say, are you fucking kidding me? And he don't even or she don't even have to know exactly what I'm talking about. But I just want her to stare at me or she stare at me and look me in my eyes and just tell me you've got to be fucking kidding me.
You did that to somebody before. You wild. You wild
about. I'm serious. I bet you at the end of that conversation, we exchanged numbers and everything was all good.
That's right.
Because, you know, you got to be kidding me doing the things you're doing right now on the street and you're going to stop them as of today.
There it is.
You know,
go
because
ahead,
if another... You have to empower. I don't care how much you think, oh, my, I don't want to get my sneakers dirty. That nigga come at me and mess up my sneakers. No. It's not about that. It's not about your sneakers. Get another pair of sneakers, okay? It's about you taking, you know, taking that. I'm not saying jump in front of bullets and dodging trains and stuff. I'm just saying that we have to learn as a people when to reach out our hand and really help a person. Not a person that you know is going to constantly want the help, like your brother or your sister that's on drugs or your sister that got all these kids and now she can't feed them. We all heard of scenarios like that before. I'm talking about people outside of your people. People that are not being educated. People that don't have proper freaking, they have on two-tone socks under their shoes.
Mm-hmm.
They eating one thing of noodles throughout the day. Those are the people I'm talking about. That's who I want to make an impact with. The ones that really have this heart, they heart set that if they don't make this music, not because it's good music, but just because if they don't make this music, their family's not going to eat again.
Right.
They program themselves to think this. I stay up all times of night, Mello, no lie. I can barely ever sleep anymore because I'm a psychologist, right? And it's like between school, work, my home, my son, and trying to put these projects together, I want to give and I want to do so much, but sometimes I have to kind of pull myself back because they put so much independence in me. Could you please show me how to do this? Could you please tell me why this is not happening? Can you please tell me why this girl did this to me today? And I'm like, wow, really?
Right.
I'm thinking that I have to work much harder. Much harder, and maybe forget about sleeping because I haven't been on vacation yet. So winter's coming, so vacation's not going to be a question for me. So forget vacation. My thing is now just working on these projects so that these people that are saying, could you please explain this and why is this happening to me and why is she act like that, they won't need to do that anymore.
Right.
But we
all
have to get on the same plane. And this is my thing when I'm on Facebook. If I post a like page, it's not, because I want you to like me. I don't care if you don't like me.
Right.
Like what I'm trying to do. Help me build what I'm trying to do. That's
no
all
doubt.
I'm asking.
No doubt. I'm with you, Miss T. That's legit. I mean, it's the same thing, you know, it's the same thing that we out here doing. I mean, at least me and my Soul Town Block movement, you know what I mean? We out here on the same tip. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely feel where you come from.
And you know what?
Like,
that's also meet at another tip. And it'll be the tip that's over there on that side and the tip that's over here on this side, but all doing the positive things.
There it is.
No
it's,
tip
it's when, it's,
shouldn't
it's,
have to be broken up because it's there, then.
Right.
If different people are running it. Who gives a shit about that?
Right.
Honestly.
Right. I mean, well, you know, that's how things fall apart. You know what I'm saying? It's it gets to be something that turns into something about me, instead of, you know what I mean, the bigger picture, which it should be about, you know what I mean? Some people only do stuff just so they could get noticed, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Or they only help somebody just so somebody could see that they're doing something, not just for the fact that this needs to be done and you need to step up to do it. And, mm-hmm. You know, your reasons for doing things play a lot in the results of things as well. So, you know, if you got good intent and you know, your heart in the right place when you make your moves, then, you know, the results are going to speak to that. And that's something to be mindful of, too.
Heck yeah, because my son, he has talent, you know, and if it was all about me just trying to push him, I wouldn't be worried about the other 89,000 people I meet a day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I could just be one of those mothers that's just stuck on their kid and just do it till the bells come home.
Right.
I will just be up in my son's ass, invest every dollar in him that I humanly can to see him have T-shirts, jackets, whatever the hell I can think of, he would have it. And I started my mission, but he doesn't like me in it because he's like, you're my mom, and he wants me to be the mom.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But see, his mom is the one that got the noodles.
I'm following you. I'm following you. That's real. Hey, you know what? That's real life. That's real life right there. Hey, look, I'm gonna tell you what that remind me of is. I was watching a little documentary on Harry Belafonte. And, you know, he did a lot of activism and everything, you know what I'm saying, for us, you know, through his art. So it was like, you know, his acting, his music and everything like that. But he had, like, one of them hearts, man. So he saw a problem. He making money. He like, shoot, let's go solve the problem. You know, people hungry. Oh, let's go feed them. And it's like that kind of artist is real far in between these days. Somebody that's really doing it on the level that he was doing it. I mean, dude was going to Africa. He was doing all kind of stuff, you know, even a lot of things here as well. But it was just like, man, you don't see that no more. You see people throwing money at problems instead of giving their time and going to help mm-hmm. solve the problems. So, like, that's the tip that I'm on. I was like, man, it was crazy how I seen it, because it was just in the middle of the night randomly when I had just woke up in the middle of the night and just saw it. So I know it wasn't no coincidence for me to really repeat that. But I say that to say this. His family, in the long run, end up kind of taking the bad end of that, though. You know what I'm saying? As far as his children and everything, he spent whatever time he could spend with them, he made it, you know, real time, you know what I'm saying? But shit, he on the road, you know what I mean? He doing things, he moving and shaking. So something gets sacrificed in the middle of you trying to, you know, make things better for the whole. And I see that that's kind of, you know, similar to what you're talking about already. It's like, damn, you know, you could focus everything on your situation, but, you know, the rest of the people who really could benefit from you would take the short end of the stick in that situation as well. So I don't know. It's a balancing act is what I took from it. It's really a balancing act, and you can't do everything by yourself.
I can't, and that's why I'm trying to get people to just hear it. But I have some stuff I'm working on. They're going to hear me.
That's right.
They're going to hear me. I'm doing some stuff that Miss P would never, ever have taken herself out of the realms and the elements and the whatever you want to call them.
Yeah,
about
step
to get
out
scary.
There. Step out there.
It's
Let's
about
go.
To get scary.
You said, I'm scared right now.
It's going to get so scary. Mellow, look out for me.
I'm looking. I'm watching.
All right, now that's what I'm saying. So by the end of this month and stuff like that, it's going to be like a lot of changes, you know, show topics. how the show is done, have some guest hosts on. You're always welcome to come on and guest host whenever you feel like it. You just let me know a day. Yeah, and that's just basically it. I'm going to be giving away some gifts and prizes. I'm interviewing a doctor tomorrow, and he's giving away some prizes. So people better start tuning in and stop missing out, because the shows, I only have them set up for a half an hour just so it could be a quick thing for some people.
Right.
You know what I mean? But at the